This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Bowman. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won a landslide victory in New Zealand's general election on Saturday, leveraging success battling COVID-19 into an unprecedented majority she said gave her a mandate for progressive reform. Ardern's center-left party took 64 seats in the 120-member parliament with 49% of the vote after the youthful and charismatic leader steered the nation through the upheaval wrought by the global pandemic. The death toll in Iran from the coronavirus pandemic has crossed the 30,000 mark, the health ministry announced on Saturday. A ministry spokeswoman told a daily briefing that 253 more Iranians had died over the past 24 hours. The latest deaths raised the overall toll to 30,123 for the 8 months since Iran reported its first fatalities from the novel coronavirus. Tehran and four other major cities have been largely sealed off since Wednesday, and most public places in the capital, which is a city of some 9 million people, have been closed since October 3rd. Iran's total COVID-19 caseload is more than 526,000. Azerbaijan's president vowed Saturday to take revenge on Armenia after a missile strike killed 12 sleeping people in the city of Ganj. It was a dramatic escalation in the conflict over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The attack came hours after Azerbaijani forces shelled Stepanakert, the capital of the ethnic Armenian separatist region. The explosions in Ganj leveled a row of houses and left at least 40 people injured in an attack that Azerbaijan's president described as a war crime. The seemingly tit-for-tat attacks further undermine international efforts to calm a resurgence of fighting between Christian Armenians and Muslim Azerbaijanis. This is VOA News. An elderly woman who disappeared midway through Hong Kong's democracy protests last year resurfaced in the city Saturday after 14 months away. She said she had been detained on the Chinese mainland. Alexandra Wong said she was forced to renounce her activism in writing, record a video statement saying she was not tortured, and sent on a patriotic tour of China's north. Dubbed Grandma Wong by her comrades and often spotted waving a British flag, the 64-year-old attended virtually every rally during the early days of the movement for greater democracy and police accountability, which kicked off in June of 2019. She disappeared last August and maintained only sporadic contact with local media in the former British colony. On Saturday, though, she held a press conference in Hong Kong and said that after joining an August protest, she was detained by Chinese police at the border with Shenzhen, the mainland city where she has lived for 14 years. Wong said she was held by authorities for administrative detention and criminal detention for 45 days without knowing what charges she was facing. In 100 days of sweeping and at times violent protests, thousands of Bulgarians have tightened screws on the political elite. But this, they say, is only the start. On the 100th day of protest in Sofia Friday, several thousand people braved pouring rain to once again demand the resignation of Prime Minister Boyko Borisov and his conservative cabinet, as well as the country's chief prosecutor. They accused the government of favoritism, dependence on powerful oligarchs, and weaponizing prosecutions against political opponents, the most serious accusations Borisov has faced during his almost 10 years in power. Two high-profile incidents set the protesters off. First, a live broadcast on Facebook in July revealed that an oligarch had sealed off a public beach for his seaside villa and that state security agents barred public access to it. Then heavily armed police and prosecutors raided the offices of one of Borisov's most ardent critics, President Ruman Radev. Despite considerable pressure to resign, though, Borisov has refused to step down, saying he will remain in power until the end of his term in March of 2021. Lebanon marks the first anniversary Saturday of non-sectarian protest movement that has rocked the political elite but has yet to achieve its goal of sweeping reform. Three prime ministers have resigned since the movement started, but the country's barons, many of them warlords from the 1975 through 1990 civil war, remain firmly in power despite international and domestic pressure for change. For more updates on these and other stories making international news, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.